Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey, everybody. Doug Addison here. Spirit Connection. It's April 6, 2016, and I am so excited to release the prophetic words tonight, and just want to welcome you. If you're new to the webcast, we do the first Wednesday of every month, or if you're listening to the replay or the podcast later, yes, God's going to move through the internet, and I know that there's going to be some major things happen, so let's pray. God, we pray that you would just open up the heavens right now. Open things up before us, and we pray, God, that you would flow through the internet. You would bring your anointing, the open heaven, that even I'm feeling it right now. The presence of God is very strong. My team's been praying. I've been praying. And we release now all of the things that you have for us, God. Open things up in Jesus' name. Amen. I got some new prophetic words for April and May. A special Passover prophecy. And I'm going to release the winds of change. The wind of change. That's a powerful activation to do in just a little bit. Later on, we're going to do some live Q&A, possible dream interpretation. Got Pam and Jenny and the whole staff on, but they're in the chat room, so you can go ahead and chat in things if you're watching this live, and we'll get to that in a little bit. My website, DougAddison.com, and you can stay connected with me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison, and check out my daily prophetic words. Some friends of mine said they don't get them anymore. Hey, get a hold of us. Get the daily prophetic words if you're not getting them. They're on Twitter and Facebook, hashtag daily prophetic, or right on my website. You can actually sign up. Like what I do is I get the email sent to me, and that way I can just put it in my journal. While you're at my website, right on the upper right corner, download my free ebook, How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. All right. Well, let's get started. Resurrection Sunday morning, just a week or whatever it was ago, 6 a.m., the presence of God came into my room. In fact, the very room I'm standing in right now. And God spoke to me that he's going to shift the wind of the Spirit starting right now. He told me that it's starting this week, but it's starting right now because it already has happened. And those who have been waiting for changes in your life, and some things that have been backlogged, they're going to start to come quickly. So get ready for that. God's going to move upon those who have felt abandoned by him, especially prophetically. There's going to be like a new plan, some new insight going to come to you through the month of April and especially into May. And you'll need to make a shift. Many people are focusing on negativity instead of the positive things of God. Yeah, if you've been around my message, but that's been one of my messages I talk about a lot. But this is so important right now, because if we get too much negativity going, then we have a condition that's very similar to when Jesus couldn't do miracles because it was unbelief. And so we want to shift that right now or flip that around. So, somehow we've been trained to look at what's wrong with the situation or ourselves or other people, as opposed to seeing the good things, the possibilities. So this will actually start to plug things up for us if we're not careful. So we got to look for God's love and power to change things. In Matthew 14:24, a wind came against the boat that Jesus' disciples were in. And Jesus was not in the boat with them. And they were crying out in fear. They were freaking out. And they felt abandoned by the Lord. Then Jesus arrives, I love this, walking on the water. And he spoke to the wind to be still. And it was. So check it out. God spoke to me. This is happening right now. To catch the new wind of the Spirit, we need to rise above the negativity around us. And that's what Jesus did when he walked on the water in the storm. He rose above it. The wind came against you, them in Matthew 14. That was from the enemy. And so God will indeed, right now, he's going to use the things that were intended for evil and change them for good. So watch for things as you speak, as you speak and pray over your situation like Jesus did. He spoke to the storm. He also spoke to his disciples to take it easy. But watch for dramatic change, and especially in the spiritual atmosphere. You know, because Jesus is getting in your boat, so to speak, right now. So there's a lot of reasons for us to be hopeful right now. The wind of change from God is coming, starting this month. It's already started to blow. And so don't look at your circumstances or listen to the negative clamor on the internet or the news right now. God's ways are always higher. And expect to see a breakthrough start to happen in your life. I know that we're seeing them. And it's been just like that. There's been an oppression against it. Like the wind of the enemy kind of blew against it. But we've broken through and we're going to see other people. I know that I usually experience what everyone's going through. You know, that's my gift. And God spoke to me earlier that March was going to, in fact, this was in my prophetic word for the year I released in January. March was going to come in like a lion and go out, instead of come in like a lion, go out like a lamb, it was going to be reversed. And it was going to come in like a lion and go out like a lion. And there's been a fierce opposition of the enemy that's trying to distract you from the wind of change that's coming right now. And it's going to blow through the month of April. It's going to start to increase. It's going to rearrange things and get ready for sudden advancement, sudden shift in the spiritual atmosphere. Things are going to become much more easy. And we're seeing this in the natural realm. You know, the March going out like a lion, the weather patterns are changing. It's what I heard on Easter or the Resurrection Sunday morning. I heard this, that the Lion of Judah is about to roar over your situation, my situation. I'm serious. I heard it. And it was, the enemy is going to be shifted around here. I don't say these things lightly. So here's what God spoke to me. Your solution has been released from heaven, but it's going to have to take a little bit of time before it's fully manifested, before you see it. This is very common. But don't get caught up in these, in worrying about it or whatever. The important thing is to stay focused on what God is speaking to you. There is a solution in the midst of the pollution. That storm of negativity that has been released by the enemy, it's a smoke screen to keep you from seeing what's really, really going on. So here's some new prophetic words for, I've got the power of the prophetic Passover. This is a Passover word because this month it's the Jewish festival that God reminds us of his greatness. You know, he gave instructions to the Israelite Moses while they were in Egypt that would actually cause the spirit of destruction to go over, to pass over their homes. In Exodus 11 and 12, the prophetic aspect of Passover is still available to us today. When uncertain times come, whether economic, spiritual, environmental, personal, relational, whatever, if it comes against your family, your health, your finances, your business, your ministry, God will indeed reveal strategies that will allow you to avoid or actually get blessed in the midst of us. Yeah, in the midst of it. And it's usually around this time of year when this comes. Genesis 26:12 is an example where Isaac was able to reap 100-fold during a famine. I don't know if that was during Passover, but I do know that it's the principle there. Genesis 41, Joseph was given a strategy to when he interpreted Pharaoh's dream for them to actually reap after a 7-year... you can read it. Genesis 41. I'm just saying, God's in the business of strategies, and you're going to get one. So get ready to pass over into the new season starting in April. The Jewish holiday Passover is this year. It is April 22nd through the 30th. You can expect to see things to begin to align strategically with people and places. The first few weeks after May, or the first few weeks after Passover will be the first couple weeks of May. It's going to be a time when you're going to see things revealed and released. Write that down because I know it. This is why it's important to prepare now as much as you can by completing anything you've been putting off, unfinished business or projects, things you felt God directing you to do. You know, as much as you can, don't freak out about it and become legalistic, but as much as you can to lighten your load right now, will allow you to cross over into this new season for this new day in May. And crossing over in May this year, we can expect to see some very significant amount of prophetic strategies being released. These will prepare the way for a radical breakthrough that's coming to you. And when God gave the Israelites the strategy, you know, for the Passover, you know, for that to pass over their house, it wasn't a blanket blessing, by the way. They actually had to do things. They had to listen to God, take instruction. They had to actually put blood on the doorpost, things like that. But what God's doing, and especially this time of year, He releases these strategies from heaven that will allow the plans of the enemy to pass over you and the plans of God to come to you. But again, it's not a blanket blessing. You'll need to tap into it. So when God pours out new life and new blessings from heaven, here's what I've noticed is that I've gone back just recently, in fact, just today and yesterday and the last few days, to my prophetic journals, and I have never noticed this before. Usually with prophetic people, we're really, everything happens right around Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur in the fall, and that's the Jewish New Year. I had never noticed that every Passover, I've had a breakthrough or a significant thing happen the few weeks after. And so I just want to say this, that's why it's good to journal, write things down. But last year I had some major spiritual encounters. There was a supernatural shift that took place the few weeks after Passover. Same, I go back the last few years. So look for looking for the first few weeks, the weeks of May, to be a significant time of breakthrough. Here's a word: clean out your closets. This year is about forgetting the former things, the former way of doing things. I've been releasing this word, Isaiah 43:18. You know, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Old ways of doing things, thinking, operating, will limit and even hinder you. So it's important to lighten your load. This is why it's important to streamline over the next few months. Practically, this means clean out your closet, get rid of things from the previous season, both physical and spiritual. And there's another thing that we need to do. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us, the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. That's a verse. Write that down. Hebrews 12:1. Because God is marking out a race for you. You'll want to take off the things that are hindering you. And the cool thing is the cloud of witnesses. And that's your family, your generational calling, your generational blessings are coming into play right now. So that's why it's time to clean up any old behaviors or anything that you've held on for the past. You know, if you're still struggling with some things, you know, breakthrough right now. It's going to help you after May. There might be some things that brought you comfort that were okay or questionable in previous seasons, but God is giving you new power right now to be able to overcome things that have overcome you in previous times. There are things that maybe we had grace for. There was a lot of grace in the last season. This season, there's a lot of grace for people, who've been wounded by Christianity in the church. There's tons of grace. But there's two moves of God coming. I've been prophesying this for a while. There's two moves of God coming. The first coming to the church, the second to those who have been wounded, the spiritual outcasts. And as this move of God comes to the church first, then, you know, we need to really start to shore some things up within ourselves. You know, stop grumbling, stop doing some things that, anyway, I won't go there. So new authority, new freedoms coming to you, a new creative flow from heaven is starting right now. That's the wind of change. So you might have to realign your schedule, your routine to capture this new wind of the Spirit. And I know I'm doing that. I'm going to bed, getting up at different times, and being flexible when God shows up. So God's also going to release this. Finances and favor. Many people have suffered financial losses over the last few years, and I've been prophesying this for a while, but April is a time in which this is coming up again, where God is releasing new abilities to regain financial losses because of God is calling you to do some things. What we're being called to do right now is going to take a lot of money, really. To these new moves of God that are coming will cost money to do. And so God's calling us to something new. And what might be holding us back is doing things according to tradition as opposed to seeing what the Father is doing. That's Jesus said that in John 5:19. I only do what I see the Father doing. But people today, we got to be very careful that we start doing, you know, doing the things that our spiritual fathers or mothers are doing, or our forefathers or founding fathers were doing, because God wants to move things right now and open something new. And many people are stalled because they keep going back to old ways instead of leading out into something new. And so as you step into the new things that God reveals you, don't be surprised if people around you don't agree with you. And those are, you know, preparing and waiting on God. There's going to be that new surge of favor in your relationships and your finances. And God's going to align you for blessing right now. That's why it's so important to be flexible, be ready to take action as it's revealed. That's what I call activating it. You know, I don't know if you heard my story that I heard God say that, you know, that I'd be moving out of my office at Venice Beach because he wanted to realign me. I didn't know where it was, but I know that he's moving fast right now. So I looked on Craigslist.com, saw an office. I was just going to go activate it means you go take a step. You know, that's Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, and knock, see what happens. So I went to look at one, just to look, for crying out loud. I didn't, you know, didn't even go with my checkbook. And it was perfect. 5 minutes from my house, four times as big, you know, it's cheaper, plus it's realignment. It's where God has me. So I'm just saying that, get ready. I wasn't even expecting that. So this is an exciting time because we're beginning to see positive movement in the Spirit. We want to get into God's timing. As I was praying this past week, I saw a calendar of events and a stopwatch in the Spirit. God said this. He says that your time of breakthrough is closer than you realize. And for many of those who've grown weary, this word from Ezekiel 12:21-23, a friend of mine sent me this, and it was exactly what I needed to hear at that time. And God spoke to me and said, this is for many people right now. And this is what Ezekiel said. He said, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, what is this proverb that I've heard in the land of Israel? The days go by and every vision comes to nothing. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I'm going to put an end to this proverb, and they will no longer quote it in Israel, and say to them, the days are near when every vision will be fulfilled. Wow. You know, that's the way it's been. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Proverbs 13:12, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And so a lot of people have felt that way. I know I felt that way. I'm not holding it against God because I understand these things. But we're moving into a time of prophecies fulfilled at a very fast rate. But you might have to sort through some of them. Some of them might be null and void. Some of them, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, don't hold everything really tight right now. Have flexibility. Another word I got that I released on my blog couple weeks ago is changes happening in Washington, D.C. And quite often God will release things that take 9 months to grow in the natural realm. So right now I do this. I go back to my journal 9 months ago every month, and because it just happens to be something that God does in my life. And so it was in March when I went back and looked 9 months ago. Yes, something major happened in June 2015. Several things happened in the government, with the U.S. government, that triggered the release of something new from heaven that's taken now 9 months to birth. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, whether positive or negative, God will use the things that were intended for evil. He'll use those for good. And people start moaning and grumbling. You don't even realize that God's releasing something. So 9 months ago, now, I had this encounter March 18th, 2016, last month, and then I heard the Lord say something new is birthing, because I saw the bald eagles, those baby bald eagles, got hatched or birthed right outside of Washington, D.C., and it was witnessed around the world on the live eagle cam. I know my wife was really into watching it, and aw, you know, it was so cute. So it was witnessed by the whole world, right? Eagles are prophetic. They're symbolic of the prophetic anointing. And this is a prophetic sign that something new is being birthed right now as a result of some of the things that happened June 2015 that will impact the government, June 2015 of last year. It's going to impact the government, our U.S. government, but it's going to be seen around the world. And these things are going to be, it's going to be significant. But you'll have to move beyond that clutter the way you're thinking. This is a time where God's saying, my ways are not your ways, saith the Lord, Isaiah 55. And this is a time that God is moving on those who have been prepared. So watch for something new, a new prophetic solution. Anointing's going to now start to be birthed in Washington, in our government. Don't get into your old way of thinking. Sorry, I didn't have my phone off. Sorry, thought I did. But don't get into old ways of thinking right now about how it's going to happen. You know, I mean, I hear God very clearly, and I have encounters where I see into the council room of heaven about some of the presidential candidates. But, you know, I haven't released anything publicly for a few reasons. One, people need a choice to vote. You need to hear God and vote. And don't let anyone tell you you can't be a Christian and vote a certain way. Don't do it. God will maybe lead you for some reason. I don't know. But also is that I see things all the time. I see God's hand lift off of one and then onto another. But it's shifting right now. There's so much shifting on the candidates because God spoke to me this several times that he had his intentions for several, but he can't bless pride. So here's what I recommend. If you are praying for one of the candidates, pray that they repent, any of them, from the spirit of pride, because that getting through pride and humility is the doorway into what God is doing right now. So I know it's uncertainty. I don't know all the details of who God has at this point. That's not my mountain. You know, it's the seven mountain strategy. My mountains are the arts and entertainment, media, and I actually have a call to the religion mountain to be able to help bring this new strategy to the church to help reach people. So I don't mess with the government too much on prophecies. And football. I'm not an earthquake or football prophet. But anyway, there's been some misinterpretations of the signs of the time. That's what the Lord told me. And then the four blood moon prophecies that we had, the second was all pointing towards the second coming of Christ that was going to happen last September. Well, it didn't happen. And I knew it wouldn't happen because I knew it was misinterpreted. Yes, something new was happening because, yes, those were great, amazing prophetic signs. And yes, Jesus is coming again, but not in the way that you might think. You know, when he comes again, that doesn't mean the second coming necessarily. It means he's going to do a movement again that's going to draw people with his power, with his love. He's going to draw people into the kingdom. And that's what's happening right now. It got released last September, but there was a lot of misinterpretations of that. And so this is a time to get ready, getting closer to God, getting filled with the Holy Spirit, watching, waiting, praying, repenting. You know, one of the prophetic words I had that from last September, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all the way through March 9th, 28 weeks would go by, that we would walk through a time of humility, a time of pruning, of a John 15 time. Well, that's what's been happening. God is taking those, if you're called right now, you're going through a threshing floor experience, is what the Lord told me this week. It's like, not to kill you or hurt you in any way, but is to, you know, it separates the wheat out from the chaff, and that's what he's doing right now. He's doing it on a accelerated basis. So Matthew 25, 1 through 13 is the parable of the 10 virgins or the bridesmaids would be another way to say it. And you can read this on your own, but five of them were foolish and five were wise. So God told me this is going on right now. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not have any oil with them. The Holy Spirit, the anointing, the power of God. However, the wise ones took their jars of extra oil with them. And then in verse 5, the bridegroom was a long time in coming because they fell drowsy and they fell asleep. Now listen, notice this. People have fallen asleep today from their purpose. They're thinking that Jesus is coming again. They have their oil, like they have their lamp without their extra oil because they haven't packed in for the future. Listen here. The ones who miss this are the ones who, yes, they're waiting for Jesus to return. They haven't brought anything for the future. They're expecting to be taken out with the second coming, with the rapture. But you know what? The ones who are wise realize that our assignment is love people. And doesn't matter how long this goes on. Verse 6, at midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom. Come and meet him." And then all of them woke up. That's interesting. Trimmed their lamps, but the foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us." So this is what's going on right now. People have fallen asleep to what our purpose is. They thought it was to get the next train out of here and to, the rapture theology. But, you know, God's doing something new right now. And it's really important that we get in line with his timing. Verse 13, "Therefore keep watch because you do not know the day or the hour." Similar parable for men, you can read this. Luke 12, 35 through 40. He's talking to the men here because men might not be able to identify with the 10 virgins or whatever. But he says, stay dressed and ready for action. Keep your lamps burning and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from a wedding feast so that when they open the door to him and he comes and knocks, blessed are those servants whose master finds them awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, Jesus says, he will dress himself for service and he will recline at the table with them. Now that's a time of authority, but here's what I'm saying. It's the same thing in verse 39, but know this, that if the master of the house had known what day or hour the thief was coming, the house would be broken into. Well, that's the deal. Our house has been broken into in the sense the church has been robbed by so many things because we've been waiting. Verse 40, you also be ready. The Son of Man is coming at the hour you do not expect. Underline that, someone who was talking about the second coming of Christ being last September. Obviously, this verse dropped out of their Bible because they were waiting, but they did. And people who have that rapture theology, I'm not speaking against you. I'm just saying adjust your theology now so you don't miss the next thing, because people who are ready to be taken out of here don't have extra oil for what's about to happen. Read my prophetic, I have the 2016 prophetic forecast. And I have a strategy for the next 7 years in it. And I'm planning long. I heard the Lord plan long because no one knows the day or the hour. And we want to catch the wind of the Spirit to get into this new season, to take us out of this one, first of all. So I want to release the wind of change right now. In 2012, I encountered this angel. It's different from the winds of change, which I've actually encountered that angel too with Paul Keith Davis, good friend of mine. And this one, the wind of change, comes around me. I mean, I've been aware of it since 2012, but it's usually around Passover. Its function is to rearrange, realign for those who are asking for it. So right now, I want to release the wind of change into your life. Get ready. And don't, if you don't want this, don't pray it, because it's going to blow some things around. You won't, anyway, no animals will be hurt in this, but it's really done. It's just going to reveal and rearrange and realign. So, Father, we release the wind of change. And I go back to when I had the first encounter in 2012 in Colorado. And, Father, I just know that right now it's the same angel that's here right now, the same one that came last year, and the same one that was here, that came before that, in the last few years. So I release the wind of change over everybody right now who wants to receive it. Just go ahead and receive the wind of change. This is an angel from the Lord. And now, Father, we give you permission to realign, rearrange, do the things that we need to do. Do it gently. Don't kill us. Thank you. But Father, we just release that wind of change right now to take us up to this next level and blow away the chaff. For those who have been on the threshing floor, here's what the Lord says. Those who have been on the threshing floor, that's separating the wheat from the chaff, this is what's going to blow that chaff away right now. And there's going to be an accelerated healing over the next few weeks. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Yeah, so we just activate this prophetic word too. I got some practical tools for you to help activate it. My website, DougAddison.com, and we normally do a special online training, a webinar each month. Last month was on dreams, and we've done a bunch of them over the last year, but we're taking a break this month. And we're getting ready, my team and I are getting ready to release some new exciting training opportunities in the month of May. And so this month, though, I want to give you something that's going to help activate these prophetic words that I'm talking about. And so I've been a prophetic life coach for a number of years. I'm a life strategist. You know, I've researched, ran strategic breakthrough groups, and studied how to get people to change. And I've literally ran test groups, and I have Activate Your Life Calling. I have the Prophetic Life Coaching, Accelerated Life's Purpose. It's a big piece of what I do. One mandate I have is to help people to hear the voice of God. That's why I release the daily prophetic, weekly words, monthly words. The second is to help people understand the supernatural. That includes dreams and visions, angelic encounters. And the third is to help you to discover your destiny, because they all three go together. And it's so cool when you combine the Holy Spirit. So, here's the deal. I meet so many people who feel stuck. They feel like they're called to do something more, but they don't know what it is. Maybe they have taken some steps, but they got knocked back. Maybe you felt like you needed to write a book, start a business or a ministry, maybe bring healing to relationships, grow deeper in your intimacy with God, lose weight, get healthier, whatever. That's why these are the things right now. Listen, these are the things that I believe God's going to do in your life right now. And that's why I'm starting out right now before we get into May. And I want to give you a brand new free activation form. It's called an activation sheet. And I created it to help you define your purpose. We perish for the lack of vision. And so this is going to help you gain clarity, vision. It contains seven powerful activation questions to help you get clarity on your life purpose. Now, just so you know, life purpose and destiny is like the connect the dots drawing. So everything might not be clear all at once, but this can help you gain that. So this activation sheet, is going to bring some clarity about your destiny. So here's what I want you to do. You can click the link below or in our chat. I don't know if it's up yet, but if not, well, they'll have it. DougAddison.com/activation to get your free copy now. Or don't go away yet. It's always going to be there. So I just want to, we're going to do some more stuff here. But this activation sheet is a free excerpt from my brand new online training course called Unlock Your Breakthrough. It's a self-coaching toolkit. And the fact that I can't coach people, you know, I've had to take a sabbatical from coaching and things like that. I want to do more coaching, but I haven't been able to. So my team and I developed a self-coaching toolkit, and that's coming out very shortly. And so this will help prepare you for that, give you some more information as well. But it's totally free, so feel free to download it. Also, consider donating to us, our cause. We keep these free, and we ask people just to, you know, give into what as God leads you to do, or become a monthly partner with us. Wow, we love our partners. You get a weekly update from me, the things that I don't release publicly sometimes, or the jump start on some of the prophetic words and ways to pray for us. Also, I do a monthly video as an activation video just for our partners, and you get a 10% off of purchases. Plus, we pray for our partners. We love you guys, and you're helping change the world or be part of what we're doing. And we're 100% internet-based now, and we're changing the world with God's love through the supernatural dreams, understanding supernatural experiences, and discovering your destiny. So stay in touch with me. Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter, Doug T. Addison. Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, hashtag Daily Prophetic. And don't forget about my other free offer about how to hear the voice of God clearly for yourself. All right. Well, I think we have Pam in the chat room, and I'm going to go switch over to the chat room where she is, and I am going to take a look at some of the questions. Drink of water first. Wow. Wow, okay. Yeah, feeling the presence of God. A little hard to get focused here. We just say thank you, God. We ask you to activate all these things. We ask you to activate the prophetic words in our life and the ability to hear your voice and to rise above in Jesus' name. All right, here's a question. Let me get it in front of me so I can read it. Someone had this from Jen 888, I think, on the chat. Why is it that every time that I praise the Lord, I see things and then the pastor says the same thing? Well, wow, that means you have a gift. It's a sure sign that you have, whether it's you know, matured or you've trained in it or not, it's there. That's a prophetic gifting. And prophetic means, it doesn't mean you'll be a prophet, but that means you have a word of knowledge. Usually, those are words of knowledge. You're found in 1 Corinthians 12. And I want to I just want to encourage you, Jen, to allow God to use that in your life. Isn't that amazing? Here's one from Rob and Ann. I dream of fish, actually flying fish, fish on a clock face, huge fish, fish in a tree. Wow, it's a lot of fish dreams. Well, fish can represent people, and it's an evangelistic calling on your life. It's ability to connect with people because they're doing things. They're flying, they're in a tree, on a clock face. It's because God's giving you some type of anointing and power or assignment to reach people who are at different places, and that there's a countdown. That's why the clock is there. The countdown is going to continue. Plus, you have because they're in a tree, you're growing in leadership for this. You're going to help lead later on as God gives you more of this. All right. So here's another one. This is from Chris with a K. What action should I take if I see demonic spirits in my dream? Well, every dream you want to, anything you see in your dream, positive or negative, you'll want to pray. And, when you see demonic things attacking you, I get up immediately and pray whatever it is that God is revealing in that. So, yes, absolutely. And then eventually ask God to change the dream, to where either you don't have it again or you're able to kill the demons or something, because that will be great. All right, here's another one from Beth T. Can you explain generational giftings? Yes, I can. It's very similar to generational curses, and we know that those are there. We know about the generational curses, but you can see it as well. That's why the genealogy is there, in the Bible, because they want you to see what has come down through the line. What was it? If you look at the different things, you'll see that Isaac, for instance, in Genesis 28, struggled with the very things that his father Abraham did about his wife and about lying about his wife. That was a generational, not necessarily blessing or gifting, but that was the negative thing. But here's the deal. Every family tree comes with a generational blessing. And every in your generations, all your ancestors, it comes with a treasure chest of what God's giftings. But here's the thing is that there's also a box of things that try to hold it back. There's demonic things that are assigned to try to hold it back. But here's the problem that I've seen being around the church for a long time is that we've gotten too focused on deliverance. That's all we've been doing is deliverance. There's not enough talking about those generational blessings and giftings. And so that's what God is doing right now. He's revealing generational callings. These are things that your family, your ancestors were called to do that you can pick up in your life. All right. Here's one from Anonymous. What does the gift of discernment of spirits look like? Well, you start to notice things about people that they never said, or discernment of spirits, you start feeling like you don't trust someone. Maybe you feel like, everyone else giving encouraging words and you've got one that's kind of discouraging, because that's the discernment of spirits. You're seeing things that are holding people back. I have it very strongly, but I've learned how to use it. And how I use it to flip things around for the good. Because the discernments of spirit go, like, and here's an example. We don't have enough teaching on this, is that for the longest time, I would see a demonic force over a person. I would go tell them, or we'd be praying for someone, and I'd tell them about the spirit of suicide, sickness, or death. And you know what? It discourages them, actually, because if they're already under this influence, it's just discouraging. So here's the deal. God showed me how to use this amazing gift, and I want you to be able to do that as well. Anybody who has this, is watch for the things that God's showing you, these demonic things that are being, the discernment of spirits, the bad things. Then think about this. Think about the opposite of what it is, because that's the will of God. God showed you the negative so that you can flip that around and call in the positive over them. Because a lot of the discernment of spirits people say, if you come out and say, you got the spirit of suicide, you're depressed, and you're just burying the person, right? And most people say, well, I can't lie. Well, listen, you're not lying if you flip it, because what you're seeing is the lie of Satan over a person, and the opposite is the truth. The opposite of this is the true will of God for them. So we haven't had enough of this. All right, so here's one from Tina, Tina MC. What are your thoughts on the Azusa gathering this week? And my thoughts, it's great. I think it's amazing. And I think that God's going to respond to a lot of people praying and fasting, my goodness. And so I say more power to you. I would hope that people would, consider using some new ways of reaching people, and be sensitive. That's been my training, my life message for years, is that we need a new strategy for reaching people, because we don't want to blow them away with old methods. So that's my only concern, is that we be sensitive to people still. But I think it's amazing 100 years ago that God's doing something, and so we say yes to it. I live in Los Angeles. I'm not going to be home. We're heading to the San Francisco Bay Area, but I'll be praying for everybody and for the opening of things here. All right. So now here's a couple of dreams. Got room for some more questions too. This one is from Beck, who's 13. Just a moment, please. This is a 13-year-old, had a reoccurring dream where he is running from a famous rapper, tries to kill him. The rapper stabs her son's leg and makes him bleed. And when he woke up, he actually felt the wound. Okay. Well, here's the deal. There's a calling on your son. There's a calling to do something new in the area of music or creativity, and the negative things want to try to stop him. And this is a sure sign that there's something. Now, this isn't saying that rap music is bad or anything like that. It's just saying that there's something trying to get assigned against him to stop him from pursuing his destiny. It might be music, because when I was 13, I was having a reoccurring nightmare. Something evil was chasing me. Now, look at what I'm doing. I'm doing the exact opposite. I'm helping people get a breakthrough in their dreams. And so the opposite here would be a calling in his life. So we call that forward, that, you know, the stab wound in his leg that he felt it. It just means it's very real. And legs represent your walk or your ability to move in the spirit. So the enemy wants to try to wound him, but we just speak the opposite. Be praying for him. Boy, you need to raise up some prayer around that great calling on his life. Here's from Ruthie. A young man laid his hand on me. This is a dream. While walking in a huge building and prophesied over me. Then he shouted July 31st three times. And so, Ruthie, what this means is, I don't know if you know the man or not, but there's a calling on your life. That's that huge building. And I don't know if July 31st makes sense to you, but there's two things it might be. One, it could be the date of when this is going to start to take place. Another, it could be just a verse, 7:31. Look up some of those, because that can happen. When it's said three times, it's quite, you know, if you notice in the Bible, when angels came, and when they were serious about bringing something, they said it three times, you know. So it's just something to notice there. So there's an amazing calling on your life, Ruthie. Press in. Here's the one from Emma. I dreamed about a man that I dated in the past. In my dream, I was trying to have a breakthrough with him, and I think he finally let his guard down in my dream. All right. So now, this is someone that you've dated in the past. This does not necessarily, listen, everybody who's dealing with any types of dreams like this, and especially with relationships, it could be symbolic here. And so, dreamed of a man that you dated in the past, and they were trying to have this, I guess, a breakthrough with him, I guess maybe have a connection. And so he finally got his guard down. It could be that it's going to happen, you know, that there's something there, or that even more, what I think it is that that God has a calling on his life, and that you're being assigned to pray, because there's a calling on his life, and the breakthrough is to get him closer to the Lord and to be able to open up that calling. That's the meaning of the dream, actually. I was just trying to help other people who are going through that. All right, here's Julie Beans. She has a dream. I was surrounded by lots of paths that led out to a big mountain, and I walked out, making my own path. Different birds were perched along the pathway, all different colors. The only bird that I recognized was a black raven. And so this is talking about your calling, Julie, and there's a mountaintop experience that God's calling you. It's a higher calling, but you're going to take your own path. You're a trailblazer, just like me. My goodness, I'm a trailblazer. You're going to do some things, and birds can, it's interesting, they can represent different things. And, you know, they can come and eat the seeds. That depends on what they're doing. But they're colorful birds. They're all good. But the black raven is not. And that one is that's some type of assignment that's going to try to, not necessarily because it wasn't attacking you, but it might be a watcher that you don't want there. But just know this, the greater part of this dream is that you have a high calling and that you're going to forge the way. And God's placed people around you to help you. That's the colorful birds. You will be able to recognize. That's why you have the gift of discerning of spirits. That's why you are able to pick out the black raven, and that's the one that to not trust. So you'll know who to trust and who not to trust. Wow, good. All right, here's from Karen, and Karen B7. I dreamed of being in a wedding dress with no shoes and no veil at a church. I could not find the groom. And I didn't know who he was. So again, here's some of these wedding things. These usually are talking about the Lord. And that's what was going on, is because you're looking for the groom, you didn't know who he was, it's because it's the Lord. Wedding dresses are usually a covenant with God, a promise for a coming ministry or something. So you had no veil on, means that you know nothing was hidden, that God is gonna, but no shoes as well. So that the right now, you don't have everything you need yet. You have a promise. That's the wedding dress. But you don't have everything you need yet. That's the shoes and the veil and the groom to move into this calling from the Lord. But guess what? It's going to happen. But this is, rest assured, you do have this calling. And this dream is to, dreams like this, is to allow you or to pursue that and press in and get a breakthrough on it. All right, here's one from Missy. Missy S. When I closed my eyes to go to sleep, but I was still awake, I saw several hands performing surgery on my heart, and the hands were working very quickly, and I watched what seemed to be from a somewhat distant perspective, so it was small. Well, I teach this in my dream crash course and in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, and that is, notice who the dream is about. Is if you're observing, it's usually about something else, unless you're observing yourself. In this case, you're observing yourself. So it's about you. And those hands doing surgery is some inner healing. And those are angels performing some healing that you need in your heart. And even though it's a small, you know, a distant perspective, it means it's in the near future, you're going to see these things start to come about. Wow, great dream. This is from Sherry. It was gray and overcast, and I was driving on south on a road. I came to a stop, and all of a sudden, to my left was a huge rainbow. Well, rainbows are covenants, God's promises to you, and things are unclear right now. That's the overcast. And, you know, don't think about the south on the road or, you know, what side of the road it was on your left or anything like that. Because if you take that out of the dream, it doesn't really change the meaning. The true meaning of the dream that you need to focus on is, even though it's an uncertain, unclear time right now, God has a promise for you and for you to keep moving because it's a huge one. All right. Teresa, here's her dream. I was going up and down steps to exercise. My boss and my school principal were sitting beside me and giving me nice, encouraging words. Well, you're in a time of workout, and you're being exercised, or, you know, things are moving. Now, it's in the area of your career because your boss and principal were there, and they were encouraging you to do it because God wants to take you to a new level, but you're going to need to have the strength to do it. So this is a future calling for you that you're being prepared right now. Good one. Here's from Esther. In my dream, my left pants pocket was full of money, and I dreamed that I was married with someone, but I did not like him, and I compromised myself. I don't quite know what that means. Compromise yourself. Maybe you weren't equally yoked or something like that. But in the dream, let's just first talk about the dream. It's your pants pocket being full of money. There's favor coming to you right now, favor and blessing. You were married to someone, but you feel like you compromised. This is an indicator. All right. You don't know this is a real marriage. In fact, because it starts out with money, it's talking about blessing and God doing something. And the left side in your pants pocket is something that you were called. There's a generational blessing because the left is what you were born with to do. That's why the wedding ring is there. The right is what you're stepping out to do. So the money came because there's a generational calling. However, the thing that has caused it to be cut off in your family line, the generational tie, is not being equally yoked or compromised. So what you do, simply break that curse and pull forward those things that God has for you, Esther. This is from Liz. I was a makeup artist and I had a young girl sitting in my chair doing her makeup, and I was so happy and I was enjoying this new job. Now, I don't have the ability to ask you if you're a makeup artist, but let's assume you're not. Then this is something that you actually this is your gifting that God's giving you. It's a prophetic word, makeup. That makeup artist, you cause people, you add value to people, you encourage them, you help people make up. So you're a relationship, you have an anointing for relationship, you have an anointing for encouraging, you're an encourager, and you are moving into this new thing. And it's the reason you enjoy this new job. By the way, you got this came, there's a promotion in the spirit that came at Rosh Hashanah just recently in September. But this is what you were called and created to do. You're in a new level now. All right, here's from Very Mary. I was in a bedroom on a toilet, and I started my period. Blood just poured out, TMI. onto the floor and out of me like a flood. Well, here's the thing, is the bathrooms are, I was in the bathroom, I thought it said bedroom, but bathrooms are cleansing times, and blood is a purging of things from a previous season. That's what the period is God's purging you from things that never got it. You know, that's what happened, is the egg didn't make it. And so he's cleaning out the things from a previous season. That's why this prophetic word I have this month is for you. And so you're going to open things up in a new way and see some new things happen. All right, this is from Bill. I have a dream that I inherited a large lumber mill, large house, and the money to operate it. So this is a generational gifting dream, an inheritance coming to you in the spirit. And, you know, this ability to build and the house and the money to operate it, it just indicates that there's a calling on your life. And it doesn't necessarily that you're a builder to do it, but it represents things, a ministry to help other people, to house things and to operate. It just means you're stepping into a season right now. You're inheriting this. God is giving you something someone else let go of. That's an inheritance. You're inheriting an amazing movement in your life right now. Here's from Hope. Here's a question. I've been having dreams about sex when I don't normally think about things like that. Well, it depends. You know, sex isn't always what you think it is. In fact, I did a webcast a number of years ago called Sexual Dreams, They're Not Always What You Think They Mean. And it was the only time we ever did that, because some of them are. But in this case, with Hope, it's not that case. But sexual dreams can be an indicator of, like an example, that you're in bed with someone, but you know, maybe even a leader or a pastor or something, but you don't, it's not anything going on there. It's an indicator that you have a similar gifting as they do. And or you're called to be intimate with that gift. And you know, with God, he's not ashamed of those things, as long as any of these things are not going on in your life, you don't have to worry about it. But God is showing you that he's about to release new creativity to you. He's promoting you in the spirit. Okay, here, this is from, I think this is from Judy Rose. I was sitting on a, I guess this must be a dream again. I was sitting in a passenger car and was halfway into the garage, and the door was halfway down. And there was a thunderstorm outside, and balls of electricity was falling by. Well, this is... You know, cars represent your life, your ministry, some aspect of it. Garages tend to be, you know, places where you rest at. Well, I don't know if you were going in or going out of the garage, but you're in a season right now where it's time to take a rest from what you're currently doing. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to leave what you're doing. But because of all that spiritual warfare going on right now, and you're halfway in the garage, this is a time to take some time and regroup, move into God's rest, and see what he does. This is from Tilly. A big 10-foot angel was showing me a long scroll in ancient writing. Wow, I love those. I have those encounters all the time. And this is about, Tilly, this is revelation coming from heaven right now. I almost put that in my prophetic word this month, because I was seeing things like this too. I'll probably release another word or two throughout the month of April. But there are books from heaven. That's what I call these things. These are angelic hosts from heaven that's revealing revelation that we need right now. And so it's a really good thing. One more from Minion, I guess. I can't really read that. But this person said, I was driving and I kept running stop signs and stop lights. It didn't bother me. I just kept driving. Now, some people would say that you're in a rebellious time. But you know what I think? I think God's calling you to something new right now, and you're going to have to violate the rules to be able to get there. And I just, my sense in the spirit. And in other people might dream this same dream, and we'd have to say, well, you need to slow down and stop. But I don't believe that. I believe that God is definitely doing something new. And I got one more. They're flying in a car. Your calling in your ministry is higher than you know. and there's something that you're called to do that God's going to reveal it. Okay, hey, let's activate this whole thing. God, we thank you for this prophetic word. We thank you for the Passover word, that you're causing things to pass over us with a strategy. So God, we ask for the strategy. Give us the things. Show us what Satan does want us to see right now. Allow us to tap into the very things that we were created to do and to be. And Father, we ask that you would open the heavens right now and that we would receive all that you have, even the new things, even and that we could step into. And God, I pray for activation in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget to go to DougAddison.com/activate to get the activation sheet, or there's a link right there on the chat box, or get my free ebook and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, The Doug Addison, Doug T. Addison. You'll find them on there and follow me on the Daily Prophetic Words. Okay, everybody, love you guys. Thanks to my whole staff. Thanks, Pam and Jenny and everybody who makes this happen every month. God bless you guys. See you on the internet.